flow of motion has time only for itself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Slow motion has time only for itself. Have you ever taken your hand and lifted it up slowly in front of your face, slowly at the end of your arm, move your hand, and slowly, very so slowly, move it in a circle so you can see the palm, and then flatten the hand out, and then crunch the hand gently, not crunch it, but just sort of let it fold, and you see all of the lines in the palm of your hand. Gentle, slow motion, and then slowly move your hand, slowly, 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 so that you're going to turn your hand over ever so slowly, and look at your hand, look at your fingers, look at your hand extended out here in front of you, in front of your face, very slow, slow motion, and move your hand now so you see the back of your hand. Now flex your wrist backward so that your hand is facing you more, that is the back of your hand. Your fingers, each one is apart, and let your fingers relax, don't let them vibrate. Put your elbow down on a chair arm and let your hand be open. Let your fingers stand up there. Watch them. Don't make them not vibrate. Just see them peaceful. And that way, they will not be vibrating. They will not be jumping around. Now, gently turn your hand back over again. Close your hand on itself, gently, gently. And now look at your hand with the fingers crossed over it, and see the palm with the fingers crossed over it. A totally different hand. A totally different being. Now put your hand down by your side and sit back and relax and see that slow motion has time only for itself. As you looked at your hand, as I spoke to you, and let's do it again, put your hand up gently with your elbow on a chair arm, and look at the palm of your hand very gently. Now, as you're doing this, you are not thinking of anything else. Not because you don't want to, but because you are thinking of the slow motion of your hand standing before you. And it just stands there. Now, slowly, slowly turn your hand so that sideways now your hand is facing you. Slowly, slowly turn your hand so the back of your hand is facing you. And now put your hand down. During this experience of slow motion, we do not think of anything else. I do not think of anything else. I am only thinking of what I'm doing. I'm only thinking of my hand. I like to watch Rex as he lays on his couch. And he's laying there, and he's sort of twisted. His head is twisted this way, his legs are twisted that way, and he is so comfortable. He is just so relaxed. His body muscles just sort of flop into place. And then, as I watch him and he's dreaming, he lifts his paws up very slowly. He's not in an anxiety pose. He's a very relaxed dog. And he throws his two legs off to each side, and he's just sort of in total vulnerability. But in slow motion he does this. And then he takes his legs and his hind legs, and he stretches them out to their capacity in very slow motion, but in very definite motion. And then he'll open his mouth in a big yawn, oh, in a very slow motion. And then he'll close his mouth, his legs will gently come up and go back to their normal position, and his paws will still fall from side to side of his body as he lays there in absolute peace, in absolute meditation. Now, what a very fantastic thing to do. What a meditative dog I have. What a meditative dog. Think about it. I think if each one of us were to look at our pets, or our children even, as they're sleeping, or our husband or wife, as they're sleeping. Sometimes you're awake while your partner is sleeping, or while your children are sleeping, and you look over at them, or you go into their room, and you sit on a chair next to their bed, and you watch them as they're sleeping, not intrusively. You don't think about them being good, bad, or indifferent. You just watch them. And with your loving heart, you enjoy what they do. And in their movements, in their sleep, it's usually a slow motion. And there's no rush about anything. They're just moving in that peaceful attitude. In fact, they are in a deep meditation. And the deep meditation that they're in is a very peaceful meditation. A very beautiful, peaceful meditation. When we go into this beautiful meditation of slow motion, we have a time only for itself. Our slow motion has this time only for itself that it lets us feel so relaxed, so peaceful. If you want to have peace, if you want to set yourself up for this, set yourself up for some slow motion. And you'll find that ballet dancers can do that so beautifully, because they will get into different poses and they think in these poses, but they must be relaxed when they're in this pose. You say they're tense. No, they aren't. They are balanced. They are relaxed. They are peaceful. They're not tense. If they were tense, the movement would look tense and they would broadcast that tenseness to the audience. But what they broadcast to the audience is a smoothness, a relaxed sense of peace and balance. Meditation is a relaxed sense of peace and balance. Oh, we are doing things, but we are relaxed and peaceful while we're doing them. We are thinking things, but we are relaxed and peaceful while we're thinking them. We are living them, but we are relaxed and peaceful while we're living them. Do you have this opportunity in your life to be relaxed and peaceful, to live in this meditative state of consciousness? And the answer is yes. Yes, even under the most trying circumstances, when you are frustrated to the limit, take your hand and gently move it up in front of your face and slow motion turn it. Slow motion, concentrate on opening it and on closing it. Slow motion. And within moments, you will be in that peaceful sense of meditative balance and harmony that functions so beautifully. This is a technique that many of the great masters use. This is a technique that is quite common in the Hindu teachings. This is a technique that the ballet dancers and the dancers have used for forever. This is a technique that singers use as they warble their notes. They're warbling their notes out of their balance and their peace. This is the technique great chefs use as they're preparing meals. They flood the meal with their sense of balance and peace and harmony and love. They flood the meal with their sensitivity of just the right amount of this and that to bring out the flavors, to bring out the savor, to bring out the wonderful quality that they can bring out in their food preparation. And on into other areas of life, easily done. If we train ourselves, if we train ourselves, the slow motion, and we enjoy that time that it has only for itself, we will find we live in a state of peace. We live in a state of balance and harmony. We live in a state of great joy. For this is what we can do. Meditate on these things and enjoy the benefit. Practice these things and live the benefit. Know these things and you are the benefit. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.